Good morning, students. Today we will study Unit 2 of Lesson 6 entitled The Three Orders. In this unit, we shall study new towns and townspeople, or a fourth order. The crisis of the 14th century and political changes. The fourth order. Extension in agriculture brought with it a growth and expansion in population, trade, and towns. In medieval Europe, the rich merchants made best use of their wealth in making donations to maintain and build churches. Consequently, from the 12th century, large churches known as cathedral came to be built in Europe. Cathedral was the main church in a district under a bishop. Several groups of people contributed directly or indirectly to their construction with their own labor, materials, and money. Cathedrals were properties of the monasteries. They were built of stone and took many years to complete. The area around the cathedrals became more populated and they became centers of pilgrimage. Small towns developed around them. Stained glass was used for windows of the cathedrals. During the day, the sunlight would make it radiant, and after sunset, the light of candles would make them visible to people outside. The stained glass narrated the stories in the Bible through pictures. The crisis of the 14th century. The 14th century was a period of crisis in the history of Europe. The pace of the economic growth in Europe slowed down by the early 14th century. Three factors, that is, ecological changes, shortage of monetary money, and occurrence of epidemics were particularly responsible for it. In Northern Europe, by the end of the 13th century, the warm summers of the previous 300 years had given way to bitterly cold summers. Seasons for growing crops were reduced by a month. Trade was hit by a severe shortage of metal money because of a shortfall in the output of silver mines in Austria and Serbia. This forced governments to reduce the silver content of the currency and to mix it with cheaper metals. A terrible plague epidemic swept through Europe by the middle of the 14th century. With the expansion of trade in the 13th and 14th centuries, ships carrying goods from different countries started arriving in European ports. The rats coming along the ships carried the deadly bubonic plague infection. According to a modern estimate, about 20% of the population of Europe fell prey to this epidemic. Thus, the plague epidemic of 1348 to 51 AD is rightly referred to as the Black Death. political changes. It is worth mentioning that the weakness of the central authority had contributed greatly in the growth of feudalism. The emergence of powerful monarchies in several countries of Europe during the 15th and 16th centuries weakened the very base of feudalism. The European kings, enhancing their military and financial powers, created powerful new states. Louis XI in France, Maximilian in Austria, Henry VII in England, and Isabella and Ferdinand in Spain created new absolute monarchies by strengthening central authority. They started the process of organizing standing armies, thus ending their dependence on lords for military services. They created a permanent bureaucracy and established national taxation. These powerful new states made significant economic changes in Europe. So, historians call these kings the new monarchs. The social changes occurring during the period of 12th, 13th centuries contributed significantly in the success of these monarchies. With this, Unit 2 of Lesson 6, that is the Three Orders, completes. Thanking you.